This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. You are welcome to join us here as we launch into the second hour of the live Sunday edition. We're here on Easter Sunday, by the way. So if you were worried that, you know, this was somehow a repeat, we don't do that stuff on Free Talk Live. If you want to hear us again, you can always go and download the podcast over at freetalklive.com or download individual archives, whatever it is that floats your boat. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
So we can talk more about Donald Trump being trolled by the tax day protesters and what happened out in Berkeley. Was that your typical tax day protest turned upside down, or was it, as the folks over at Esquire.com are saying, a fight between the anti-fascists and the white nationalists? Plus, we've got Economics in One Lesson coming up. We've been reading that chapter by chapter and talking about it on the air here. So we'll get into that discussion as well. But to your calls and thoughts, to start things out here in the second hour of this live Sunday show, we've got Abel. He's on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead.
Hey, good to hear from you guys. Didn't we just have, I don't know, maybe up to 10 days, 2 weeks ago, a professor, actually, I think, out there in Cali land, that was bragging about, punching some alt-right guy. I mean, didn't that get reported? I mean, she was even on the news somewhere about it, and all proud of the fact that, you know, we're fighting back. It was an unprovoked attack. In a kind of a protest situation. You guys don't remember that?
Vaguely. I mean, I do recall there was another fight out at Berkeley a couple months ago.
What was the name of the guy with the shaved side head when he was the racist and he got punched in the face and he was a Trump supporter? He was the guy who Jeffrey Tucker ran out of the bar.
Specter. Milo.
No, not Milo.
Spencer, sorry.
But he
didn't get punched by a woman, though. He got punched by a black male, I believe.
No, there was a woman that claimed.
Well,
who
cares? I mean, it doesn't matter who done what.
The point is that, you know, they drew the first blood, you know what I mean?
Who did?
The Antifa people.
Okay.
And it was this woman. She was actually on the news and everything. She was bragging about it. She was a professor too. She wasn't just some student or something. Mm-hmm. She was somebody with ribbons and colors and whatever they wear. When they do their graduations. It's just what do they expect if they're going to get out there in front of the news and be punching people, men or women, I don't care. But I mean, particularly a woman, it's like, what? Can't we talk? Can't we use our brains? You know, I'm tired of this stuff.
What's going to happen when you put an anti-fascist in the same room with a white nationalist? What are they going to talk about exactly?
I don't know, but it'd be interesting if they were forced to sit down and, you know, either shut up or say something and see what they come up with, because, either one of them, they're off on in two different little fantasy worlds that never come close to reality, and I don't know.
I agree with you. It would be fine to attempt to have a conversation, but I can't say I would hold any high hopes for any kind of meeting of the minds or a coming together on anything, except for the fact that both sides might embrace violence as their tool.
Yeah, I think that what many of us want is for everybody to come together. But what that usually means is, for everybody when they say this, is that I want everybody to agree with me.
Doesn't happen.
And it simply does not happen. It doesn't happen in the libertarian world.
Yeah, no.
I mean, we can't get people who philosophically agree to simply agree on implementation of these ideas, and to the point that they will call names and disassociate and do all kinds of crazy stuff surrounding it. I think that what it ultimately has to come down to is that we all need our own little enclaves to try our ideas out in and see how they go.
Let the anti-fascist people move together, let the white nationalist people move together, and leave everybody else alone.
And if, I think you'd agree with me on this one, if everybody was open carrying, there wouldn't have been any fights at this Berkeley event.
That's true.
That's a good point.
And I'm looking at a stream right here with the libertarian group on Facebook, and I just had to block a guy. I don't hardly block anybody. I've got 1,000 friends, and I've only blocked, like, I don't know, 6 people. And I just blocked this guy. It was Yuri. I don't know who he was, but he was on a thing that was talking about this alt libertarian.
Oh no, there's an alt libertarian now? What does that mean?
I'm telling you, there is, and it's just going nuts.
What does it mean? What does it mean to be an alt libertarian?
Me, it means trolling.
Hey, thanks, Abel, for the call, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, I was saying, actually I was talking with Vincent from Off the Air Live last night, like, you know, some people will criticize the New Hampshire Liberty Movement because we have... Sometimes there's some people who don't get along. There's enough people living here.
Right. So many people who want to move want community.
Yeah.
But what they don't understand.
We've got that in
spades. Yeah. What they don't understand is community can only be so large
before it splinters.
And it has to splinter because some people just aren't going to like other people and the way they live and the way they think and all that sort of thing. Really, what you need for community is a few good friends. And, you know, I don't know, maybe for you it's 3, maybe for you it's 10, maybe for you it's 15. I'm going out of limb at this point. Yeah. But
as far as, like, good friends are concerned.
Yeah, I mean, community? What does that mean? That just means everybody agrees with me, and they will never agree with you. If you're not going to move for freedom because you want everybody to agree with you, stay gone, because you're a problem.
See, I don't have to get along with people, I don't have to agree with them on everything. They just have to be, you know, reasonable, kind, good people. But there's some people who don't like me, and that's fine. And there's some people who don't like Mark, and that's fine. And, you know, Johnny Ray, you keep to yourself, so I think that people like Johnny Ray. But
there are some people that don't like me.
I bet there are.
And it is not fine.
Yeah, that's just how it is. I mean, well, it is fine, because what are you going to do about it? You can't change it.
I can eliminate the person.
From your life, maybe, but the point I wanted to make was sometimes people object. They'll see, let's say, some of the, they'll become aware of some sort of schism or drama that has happened between some people in New Hampshire. Then they'll say things like, ah, see, there's too much drama there. I don't want to move there. And the thing is, there's not really that much drama. There's some people who argue on Facebook.
Facebook, yeah.
But
Facebook is what ruined New Hampshire.
But nothing's been ruined. There's still plenty of activists here.
I try to avoid talking to activists on Facebook because sooner or later they're going to say something that annoys the crap out of
me. Facebook sucks, but there's still plenty of activists here who are doing real-life activism and making a difference, unlike every other state where the libertarians are ignored, marginalized, and, you know, basically a non-issue as far as the status quo is concerned. Here, libertarians are a real threat. And the thing I wanted to point out was, yeah, sure, there's disagreements between people, but here in New Hampshire, if you move here, let's say it's Free State Project or Shire Society or whatever, if you move as part of this liberty migration, there's so many libertarians and voluntarists here that you get to pick the ones you like. Everywhere else, you only get what you get. If you're in, you know, where we're from, Mark, in Sarasota, Florida, there was, 10 people at a libertarian meeting?
Not one of which I would have hung out with.
On a good meeting, there'd be 10. And we're talking about a city with hundreds of thousands of people living in the county, right? So there's a lot more people there. but you don't get to choose anything. It's just, these are the libertarians you have. You can either work with them or not.
Right, and you know, you didn't have disagreements on what would be effective and what wouldn't be effective because everything that was done was ineffective.
What little was done, was ineffective. But here, if there's somebody you don't like, that's okay. You don't have to work with that person. There's dozens and dozens, if not hundreds more people who you can choose from to hang out with, develop relationships with, have fun with, do activism with. And the more people that move here, the better that choice is. 855-450-FREE. Just ignore the haters. It's Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk. Talk Live. Andy, you can dial toll-free. Live Sunday edition, Easter Sunday. We're here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We can talk more about the clashes between the anti-fascists and apparently white nationalists at the Berkeley campus. Recently, that happened a few days back, or maybe yesterday. Anyway, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
To the phones, to your calls and thoughts, we go to David. He's in New Mexico on Skype, actually. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, you were talking yesterday and or the day before about a couple of things. One on somebody used the phrase free speech, and I'm not really using that same phrase as applied to people speaking over the radio. But first of all, there was some conversation on Bush, that some statement he had made about the Constitution just being a piece of GD paper. And I don't know where you were on that one, but you know, first of all, if the statement says the Constitution wasn't written on paper, it was written on parchment. But bigger than that, the
was it a hip? The drafts were on hip.
Yeah, the final product was on parchment.
Okay, and what is parchment versus paper?
Skin, sheep's skin, like when you graduate from college.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah, in the old days, they put it on the best quality they had, the vellum, the sheepskin.
Okay.
But anyway, and then also the source of that, some rag in D.C., had a shady history of unsubstantiated stuff. They're the ones that had published it, and then when confronted on it, they completely withdrew everything and conceding that it was probably was never said. The guy was basing the article on emails that had been sent to him uncorroborated. So in other words, people just sent some emails to him, and he published it as if it was a reliable source. So anyway, that's what I read anyway. But what I had called about is under the category, once again, of New Mexico, the FBI special agent in charge saying that New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the nation. Also, that reporter, Greg Palast, do you know that name?
Yeah, I've heard that name.
Yeah, some investigative reporter. He chalks New Mexico. I don't think so, I don't know. But he has a recent documentary about what the best democracy you can buy or something like that. So if he did die, it was shortly after his latest documentary.
No, he's still alive.
Yeah. So anyway, he says the same thing for whatever that's worth. But under that category, when you're talking about somebody that said about free speech and being on the radio, and no, you don't have a right to, for instance, call into your program and be heard on anything I want to say. But there is some other under the category of mitigating and or what's the other word? Circumstances. Anyway, there's a station, for instance, the public station here. And let me interject that the New Mexico budget, which has been vetoed so far, is every year is about $6 billion. 60% of that $6 billion annually goes to public education, which includes the public universities. And one of our radio stations, is the college radio station, which also is the NPR, PRI, all that stuff.
Yep.
So they're getting funded, you know, not only by whatever federal dollars come their way that are in jeopardy, but
usually
they get
about
funded
10% of their funding comes from the feds. Go ahead.
Right. And then since they're a college station, they get they're housed on the college itself, in their building, building maintenance,
right.
Lights, all that stuff. They're being funded, and some of their staff are paid. And then they have a radio station, and then they have political programs on their radio station, and they have including a call-in program like this one called the KUNM Call-In Show. Elaine Baumgartel is the director there. And so the interesting part is that they have not only have they banned me from calling in because I speak to them like I speak to you on the subjects that I'm interested in and in the manner that you hear me speaking, not only have they banned me, they actually called the UNM Police Department and tried to get one of the sergeants there. One of their sergeants called me up one day after their program. I had tried to call in and had told me that to stop calling them. And so that's when I kicked into, I'm not a lawyer, but lawyer mode, and started asking him some questions and making some statements to him And you know, he was telling me that I had to stop that, and he was, you know, giving me a warning, and we got to the point where I basically told him I'm not going to stop calling. It's a public institution. They're soliciting.
And I think you got an argument there. I mean, if they're getting funded by the government, then they should be allowing anybody to call in. I think you make a point.
They take Sarah's call every time she calls in, so obviously they let anybody call in that
they agree with.
That they agree with, yeah. And the only reason I'm doing this, and rather
have
than
you considered
doing
here's a question: have you considered going and applying to get your own show on the station?
No, I haven't, because I couldn't put my money where my mouth is. I don't really have the ability to pull that off. If somehow
it shouldn't cost any money. Most of these college radio stations,
figuratively, I believe.
Well, what were you saying then?
Me?
Yeah. Can you do it?
I was saying, well, I could do it as a test. I could do it, you know, to make my point and see what happens.
Yeah,
and see if they
deny you. Because as I understand it, many of these college radio stations, you do not have to actually be in the college to be on the station. They are frequently looking for volunteers, and usually after a certain amount of volunteer hours have been logged, that you do have a chance to have your own show. At least that's my understanding. I think that's how they do it here in the college station in Keene, and that might be a sort of a workaround. Maybe they don't have an obligation to take your call on their show, but maybe there is more of an obligation to allow you as a member of the community to have your own space to speak on the air, even though if it's in the middle of the night, you know, it's still a space. I wish you good luck with that, David. Thanks for the call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Obviously, that's a larger burden than having to just simply call in and, you know, spout off. Then you would have to actually hold down a show for an hour or whatever the time slot would happen to be. But many times they're looking for, I mean, these stations don't shut down during the summertime, for instance, right? So when the college isn't in session, somebody's got to keep running that thing. And then a lot of shows on the station here, as I understand it, are hosted by locals, many of whom have been hosting shows on that station for a couple decades.
This show started on an FM in Sarasota, Florida, and from at 7 o'clock on a Sunday, which is the radio version of Siberia. I mean, it is Nowheresville.
But we had wall-to-wall phone
calls. We had wall-to-wall phone calls. Because
first
people,
night.
Yeah, people could call into a local station and talk to local people. That's incredibly powerful.
We had
now,
more calls.
The same people can call into a national show and talk to national people,
yeah.
But for whatever reason, they don't
we
do it.
We had more calls on that local show than we do any Sunday night on almost any
generally,
Sunday night.
Generally, yeah.
Here.
I mean, yeah. We were wall-to-wall. Wall to wall, and
on a little 4,500 watts,
but it was
being
broadcast on mono.
What they call a rim shot, where it's not even in the whole market.
So rim shot, call it a 7,000 watt, just to be generous, because it would be the equivalent of that.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, it really had nothing FM, and it was wall to wall calls, and always was, because people could be on locally.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, whether you want to talk about the clash in Berkeley, economics in one lesson, which I think we should get into coming up so we don't miss it, because we've been remiss to some extent in covering every week a new chapter in economics in one lesson. So let's prep that coming up here, and you can join us at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free and bring up what you want. It's the live Sunday edition. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm.
Healthcare's messed up in this country. Not necessarily the healthcare you get, but, well, the health insurance and who's paying for it and all that sort of thing. You know, I mean, the government's gotten involved, but it's not like it's gotten involved recently. It's been involved for decades, and costs have been going up as a result for decades. The best solution is to get government out of health care, to get their, you know, their little tentacles out as best you can. Now, you obviously can't do that because you can't live in a vacuum, but the closest you can come is, well, it's Health Excellence Select. What it is it's freedom from health insurance. They've got a system where you can get a health assessment daily if you want, no extra charge, 24-hour access to doctors. 24-hour access to doctors. You can get a medical information card that you could give to EMS or first responders, emergency room, whatever medical professional you want, so that they'd have your information, your health information, immediately. They'll also do be checking around to make sure that you get the lowest price. They did this for me, and it's true. I mean, I I double-checked them, and, yep, they get the lowest price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com, any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractor, acupuncture, massage, you'll love the service, and you'll love the price. They're significantly less costly than health insurance, even if, in some cases, they're less costly than what you pay your portion. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. $600 for a family. Less than $600 for a family. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny, Ray, and Mark.
Yes. Did you hear that in 1953 that they went to North Korea to release the prisoners from America and Britain?
Who did?
And then,
who went to North Korea?
Communists. Well, from North Korea. So during the Korean War, the North Koreans took prisoners, Americans and British.
Uh-huh.
And what happened was that they turned communist. They said, I don't want to come back.
Mm. You're talking about the story of the four defectors.
I don't know about four. I was told that it was like more like 27. There was like maybe seven from Britain. And there was like maybe 20 from America during the 1953.
I don't think so.
Well, there have definitely been some, right? There have been some people who've been in North Korea who,
during
wartime...
The one guy that I saw the documentary on was probably arguably, I don't know what the proper medical terms are for people who have an IQ that is well below 100 at the time, but, like a moron.
Six American servicemen are known to have defected to North Korea after the war. That's according to Google.
And some of them attempted to return.
Okay. I guess surrounded by communists, you just turn communist. That's how it is. You're surrounded by, it kind of wears off on you. They kind of rub off.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. That most people sort of pick up the cultural conversations that are going on around them. But people tend to sort of turn from communism when the starvation sets in, like it does in North Korea, like it has in North Korea. Like, that'll really turn you anti-communist, is when, you know, you see your kids dying because they don't get enough food.
Okay, I'm giving you some bum information somehow. There's a Wikipedia article that has a list of American and British defectors in the Korean War. The first sentence says, this list names the 22...
Oh, Sarah was close.
UN soldiers and POWs, one British and 21 Americans...
21?
...who declined repatriation to the United Kingdom and United States after the Korean War in favor of remaining in China and their subsequent fates.
Well, there's also...
remaining in China.
Also listed are soldiers who defected to North Korea.
Okay. So the documentary I saw, I think it was four or six soldiers that were in North Korea. And they were, by the way, they were set aside because Koreans, specifically North Koreans in this case, are sort of very racist. So you weren't allowed to date Koreans or anything like that. They had a particular bar where people who were not Korean could go and hang out and that sort of thing.
There is also something known as Stockholm Syndrome, where an individual who is being, let's say, held by terrorists or held by somebody against their will initially can come to identify with their captors. And so that might also be part of what's going on here. Besides just folks rubbing off, there's actually something that's called Stockholm Syndrome.
And plus, Sarah, you know that North Korea is not communist, actually. It's just an autocracy, right?
Well, how come everybody says that they're communist? Look, I'm a communist, and I turn communist and hanging out in Boston, but there's all these, like, the seven communist party. Then 10 communist party meetings.
The rhetoric you're going to hear in Boston is going to be completely different than the reality that you see in North Korea. So they may talk communist, but they aren't communist. Does that make sense?
But there's an American Communist Party. And the thing is, North Korea, how do you know it's that bad when none of us, we're not allowed to go there? You've never been there.
True. I have never been there, but I have seen the news stories and the news stories of where.
Why don't you go there?
I can't go there. It's fiction. They don't want Americans over there.
Travel to Russia. You can cross over from there.
Yeah, you can go to North Korea, sure.
You don't want to go there. If you really wanted to go there, you'd figure out a way. Because the folks from Vice News went there. If Vice News can go there, you can go there.
People go to North Korea. It can be done.
Yeah, you go over to whatever the part of Russia is that is near North Korea, and then you just take a train over.
Well, you know what? Fake, full of fake news. You know why? They say America is great, but there's starving people here. There's ghettos here.
There aren't starving people in America.
Where are the starving people? I mean, poor people in America are fat.
No, I get letters from Appalachian Mountains asking me for money because they're starving children.
They just want your money.
I have an advertisement of starving children.
Sarah, send us. We're starving here. We're starving here. Send us your money.
Send us your welfare check.
According to Tom Woods, back in the 80s or 90s, there was a campaign to get the word out that one in five American children was struggling with starvation.
Right. Food sensitive. Or,
does
like,
that mean they didn't get
some
dessert?
Term.
Does
yeah, that mean it meant that like sometime in the past 50 days they went to bed hungry. That was the question.
They
if they answered yes
carrots.
To that question, that meant that they were fit to be described as starving.
We talk about that here in New Mexico. You know, they talk about women getting beat up in Russia and Iraq. You know what? Women, but the women get beat up right here in New Mexico.
What about the guys who get beat up? Don't you care about them?
What'd you say?
What about the men who get beaten up by their girlfriends? Don't you care? Don't you care about the men?
I guess so. You know, I suppose.
Yeah, but, you understand that female abuse of men is more common, right? You understand that? It's at least as, if not more common, than male abuse of females?
Well, I don't know about that, but...
You don't know. Well, that's because you've never heard anything about it, because most of the time when men get beaten by their girlfriends or wives, they don't report it. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. Appreciate it. The toll-free number. Domestic violence is a problem from both sides.
I haven't seen documentation that shows that men are more abused physically than women. I have seen documentation that suggests that they are equally as abused.
Well, but there's a bunch of them who won't report it. So all they can do is they can only report on the statistics, right? And you only get a statistic when somebody calls the police.
And also, I sort of wonder to myself, because if my wife started hitting me and I chose not to do anything about it, it probably wouldn't hurt that bad most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just
put up with it.
Just something else. You know, just that big of, you know, it wouldn't hurt. I would be able to block it or, you know, turn in a way that it wouldn't hurt as much. I mean, I'm sure that she'd every once in a while catch me with a good one.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I don't put up with it. My theory is that I don't hit you. You don't hit me, and it's not regarding my wife. I'm just talking about women generally. Like, this is the rule that I've got. You don't want me to hit you, and believe me, you don't want me to hit you. Don't hit me. And it's served me very, very well.
All right, our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio. You're welcome to join us. Take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. We also have Skype. You can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. More coming up here, including economics in one lesson. We've got to get into Chapter 6
today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you may dial toll free. Join us here and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And we do have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. We can talk more about the clashes in Berkeley coming up here, but I wanted to stop down and shift gears into economics in one lesson. We are on Chapter 16, as we've been going chapter by chapter through the seminal work of Henry Hazlitt. This is something that anybody can download. There's a PDF version online, so if you would like to go along with us here and to join the discussion, or at the very least continue or to, you know, sort of read this chapter by chapter as we are. We're not reading them on the air. We'll take a few excerpts sometimes, but mostly it's the point of discussing the ideas presented in this book, the very really solid, you know, economic ideas in a lot of cases. Sometimes he undermines his own arguments by making exemptions for certain things that the state does. But otherwise, it's a pretty, you know, useful, principled book.
I think I can give it a strong recommendation, but I would tell them that I would say in advance that there are a few parts that I can't agree with.
It's unlikely that we would read a book that we fully agreed with.
Yeah, how could you read a book and agree with everything the author said?
Good question.
That happened. I mean, Dr. Mary Ruart's book is very good, Healing Our World. That one, I don't recall anything that was objectionable.
Yeah, the Tannehill's
The Market for Liberty. Harry Brown's How Government Does or Why Government Doesn't Work, also really.
Yep. You know, great. How to Find Freedom in an Unfree World.
Well, that's another good one.
I don't agree with everything he says in it, but it's a really great book, and you should take the nuggets that work for you.
Exactly. So in this one, it's about stabilizing commodities. The idea that Well, and he starts the chapter all about farms. A lot of this is focused, some of the book is focused on farming and some of the government programs that are surrounding, sort of propping up prices, for instance. And that's one of the things that he's discussing here, is that at harvest time on a farm and, in farming in general and whatever the crop might be, there's a certain time of year that's generally the harvest time of year. And, of course, the market gets flooded at that moment with a whole bunch of whatever the crop happens to be. Given that there's a whole bunch of it, that tends to drive prices down below where they might normally be throughout the year, is the idea. And the government says, or the people who support this idea of stabilizing, that's their term, commodities, they say, well, this is bad for the producers that the price has gone down. And
right.
So we need to come in there and we need to either pay the producers to not actually do the producing, or we need to raise the price of the product somehow.
The farmers are getting fleeced by the next step, the speculators. Speculators are stealing from the farmers because the farmers are forced, because this is how nature works, to sell their product at one time, putting them just in an inconvenient economic situation.
One of the things that he argues about here, or in favor of, and I thought was really persuasive, was that the speculators are actually the farmer's best friend. And the reason why is because the speculators are the ones who are taking risk to, let's say, purchase a bunch of the crops and then hold them off the market, right? So the speculators are saying, well, I think this crop is going to be worth more later. I have the ability to store this crop somehow. So I'm going to spend a bunch of my money to buy up this cheap, cheap crop and then put it away. And then later on, release some out, at a more controlled rate and maybe make some money, is the idea behind the speculation.
Mm-hmm.
And he argues that that's actually a good thing for the farmers because it means the farmers, the fact that the speculator's the one who's just buying up a bunch of product and holding it, they're the ones taking that risk. And the farmer doesn't have to worry about taking that risk and storing all that product and, hoping that it works out. The farmer can actually just focus on farming and, harvesting the crop and putting it up for sale. And they just get to do farming. They don't have to worry about the speculative aspects of it and all the extra risks that come. They're already taking enough risk doing the farming.
Bill O'Reilly went after the oil speculators, and it's probably been 4 or 5 years now, maybe it seems like. But he was basically claiming that the futures market on petroleum was the reason the gas prices were too dang high. And it was really kind of ridiculous. It showed a real ignorance of the futures market.
Mm. So I thought that was kind of an interesting explanation. I mean, I never really thought real hard about farming and speculating, but he made a real solid argument that this is actually a good thing. And the fact that if the government comes in and, let's say, pays a farmer to not produce, well, that actually hurts everybody because it means less product hitting the marketplace, so the prices tend to be higher as a result of that, meaning the people who are buying those products at the higher price now have less money that they can then spend on other things, and that typically it's the worst of the farmers who tend to take the subsidies. So they're the ones who are actually kept in business rather than competition putting the worst farmers out of business and making room in the market for new competitors.
Yeah, and in this chapter, Hazlitt gives a few examples of how interventions have, towards the last half of the chapter, he talks about some interventions in attempting to stabilize the price of a commodity and how it would cause the product to be held off the market. But ultimately, there just comes a day when those products do go on the market and it affects the price of it then. And so you're not changing the world.
Well, he actually said that it did change the world in some cases. He gave some examples of like where government restrictions in the United States actually made it so that the U.S. players were less competitive on the world scene, and so competitors arose in other countries. And I think cotton was one of the ones he gave example.
Right, yeah, I'm looking for that paragraph.
So
right
it
there.
Actually ended up creating competition outside of the United States that hadn't really existed before. So that made life more difficult for the very people that the government was trying to supposedly help.
Yeah.
The producers. Was there an excerpt that that you had wanted to share from this chapter, Johnny Ray?
Thank you, Ian. The final chap, the final paragraph, I wanted to read in the style of Arcturus Mengsk, who was a fictional emperor in a science fiction universe.
Which science fiction universe?
The StarCraft universe.
So this is the classic RTS, the real-time strategy game that came out, what, mid-90s, StarCraft?
1998, I think.
98.
The golden year.
For RTSs, you mean?
Exactly. So Henry Hazlitt, from Henry Hazlitt's Economics in One Lesson. Finally, by the greatest miracle of all, this post-war world of super international controls and coercion is also going to be a world of free international trade. Just what the government planners mean by free trade in this connection, I am not sure. But we can be sure of some of the things they do not mean. They do not mean the freedom of ordinary people to buy and sell, lend and borrow at whatever prices or rates they like, and wherever they find it most profitable to do so. They do not mean the freedom of the plain citizen to raise as much of a given crop as he wishes, to come and go at will, to settle where he pleases, to take his capital and other belongings with him. They mean, I suspect, the freedom of bureaucrats to settle these matters for him. And they tell him that if he docilely obeys the bureaucrats, he will be rewarded by a rise in his living standards. But if the planners succeed in tying up the idea of international cooperation with the idea of increased state domination and control over economic life, the international controls of the future seem only too likely to follow the patterns of the past. In which case, the plain man's living standard will decline with his liberties.
Very nice, very nice.
It was very nice.
Any comments, Johnny Ray?
No further comments.
Pretty much says it all. Yeah.
Johnny Ray, we should point out, is an actor. He does community theater. And
does it well.
That was well done.
Have you seen him perform, Mark? Have you seen?
I have not seen a single performance.
Tisk, yeah. Tisk.
I'm glad you brought that up, because the seen and the unseen kind of reminds me of a situation that happened to me once while I was in a play. I was in a play. It was one of these sort of modern comedies where you've got these two crazy old birds who are battling each other for whatever reason. Crazy old birds meaning women, in this case. They had this cooking show. I played an ex-con who was on a community cable access show, and I was the cameraman. Okay. And I had no lines until the very end. See, there was this running gag where these two ladies were always telling the viewers to make sure to always wash your hands.
Uh-huh.
So the penultimate line was, now remember, this person, always to, and then I was supposed to say, wash your hands, man. But the woman who said it, her back was to me, so she couldn't see me, and she never trusted that I would say it. And one time, she actually said the line herself, because I was trying to give it the right comedic pause, and she didn't think it was going to happen, so she was kind of waving, hand-waving inside, and she delivered the line, and so I didn't even get to have my one line.
Ah, that's a disappointment. More coming up here. Hour 3's on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness, but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.